really, I gotta get this amount of shit tonight.
Once upon a time, and every second is so tense. A human being stood on the planet Earth, feet tense. Face the two expenses of space, the labor form, like in this yard to this blue velvet. Now, as it was impossible to travel quick like a rabbit to the next star system, he felt isolated like a avid, living like a hermit. Read like Kermit with the sickness, a loneliness, and pointlessness. Plus, there were some other queries that needed answering. The type of thing where no matter the amount of studying, you never bring yourself to satisfaction. Conclusion yet, and still, the human wasted his time perusing on how did we get here? What is there after this? What is the secret to peace and happiness? Apparently, the gift of life is not enough on its own. He needed explanations for the stuff that was far beyond the reasoning powers of his brain. So, we invented a story, gave the characters names. Depending on the time and place of his existence, plus race, financial status, and other factors. God was a raven, Earth was a cracker. The heavens were created by our benefactor, and hell's inhabited by our soul's detractor. Human face decided by divine play actors. All the gods were animals, we were made in this image. They were the ones that decided that our village should be covered in magma. But what's the diff? All of these examples are the products of humans wishing and hoping, attempts at coping and escape from reality like the type that don't bring. As time went on and we learned more about the world we live in, older religions gave in and caved in. Since the days of cavemen, religion's been used as an excuse for enslaving. Theology stacking up like cars and cabooses. You ever stop and think about just why Zeus is no longer worshipped? It's because the scientific core had his ass on the way out. The pantheon, man, been on a god hunt since the day of inception, and without exception,